Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, the Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart, and we have such an exciting topic for you today. The whole purpose behind the Real Estate Podcast is to make you aware of opportunities in the real estate industry that can grow your business. Tools, resources, tactics that can help you serve your customers better and grow your business. And I have to say right now, I am observing something going on in our industry that I'm baffled at. And I wanna make sure that all of you listeners don't miss out on this opportunity to do something really simple that can affect your business in a very, very powerful way. There's a company in the industry that is driving a ton of consumer traffic to one of the largest websites, consumer websites in our industry. And what is happening is that when consumers are going to these websites, they're searching listings and they're finding listings, but the agent whose listing it is missing out on connecting with those customers because they just haven't taken the time to build their free profile and to really kind of engage with the company that's driving leads to them. So today's topic is going to be about how to take advantage of free leads from one of the largest consumer websites in the United States and how simple it is for you to do that. And I want you to write this down. You'll hear me often say, write this down on a piece of paper, action item. I want you to go set up your profile and get connected and start taking advantage of this consumer traffic. And we're going to dig into that right now. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest, Mark Rigardi from homes.com. Mark, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everybody. Todd, thanks for having me today. Delighted to be here.
I am thankful that you are here today. And I want our agents to be aware of this, and then I want them to be able to take advantage of this opportunity so that they can reap the rewards when other agents in the industry just aren't paying attention. And and I wish every agent in the industry would pay attention and would do what you're going to talk about today. But I want HomeSmart agents to know and to take advantage of all of that. So I don't know if I did a good enough job kind of setting up, you know, the real life scenario of what's happening of consumers going to homes.com right now. And I want our agents to understand the magnitude of this. So could you unpack the scenario that I kind of gave an overview on a moment ago for our listeners?
Absolutely. And you said it in a much more eloquent, simplified way than I normally do. So I'm going to apologize if I go a little into a lot of detail here, but we do think this is incredibly important. So homes.com, which has been around for a couple decades, but if you know anything about the old homes.com, throw it out the window. Homes.com was purchased by a company called the CoStar Group just over 2 years ago. CoStar, a lot of you might be familiar with. It owns a number of different companies, including apartments.com, which is the number one rental website out there. And we're taking all the lessons we've learned with apartments.com and our other sites on homes.com. So homes.com is a national consumer residential real estate search portal, but we are the only one that is your listing, your lead. So what does that mean? If Todd Sumney is the listing agent on a property, when a consumer is doing the search and they see Todd's property, he's the agent that appears on there. So you see this example here for Vivi. She's the listing agent for this property. So when that big placard there, she is shown on there. And surprisingly, none of the other real estate portals operate in this way, but this is near and dear to everything that CoStar does in all of our businesses in multifamily and commercial and now in residential. And when we purchased homes.com a couple of years ago, we did a ton of focus groups, both with agents and consumers. And consumers told us time and again, their frustrations with some of the other portals out there is when they're searching on there and they have a simple question about the house that they're looking at. They want to know about the backyard. They want to know when the kitchen is renovated. And what they experience on these other portals is a couple of things. One, they might now be inundated by multiple agents. So they're kind of getting spammed. And that simple question they had is not being answered. This is a real frustration point for consumers, and it's one that homes.com truly wants to rectify. So in this case, I'm a consumer. I have a question about this house. I'm going to be contacting Vivi. I can call her. We've got the phone number there. I can fill out that form. That lead is going to go directly to Vivi. So we are now delivering, Todd, close to 1 million free leads per month. This is increasing significantly as time goes on. We'll get into more of that later. But what we really want to make sure every home smart agent knows, when they get a lead from homes.com, this is a real lead. This is not spam. And look, I understand. I mean, I get spammed on stuff all the time. But if you get that email saying you've got a listing for your property at 123 Main Street from John Smith, please know this is a real lead. You want to follow up with this person right away. Good things are happening from it. So we're basically across the country now, about 99% of the market's out there, and home smart agents are getting leads truly on a daily basis. And we want to make sure that they're taking advantage. And these, again, are completely free leads.
Okay, so listeners, this is why this episode is so important here on The Real Estate, for you to listen to this and to take action. You just heard your listing, your lead. For those of you that are listening only, we are showing a listing property in Colorado, and up on the screen you have the photographs, everything that's going on with listing, and to the right it says no other agent can pay to appear on your listing. So please answer your leads. And when you heard Mark describe this, the consumer, they have a quick question about the backyard, about the what they saw in the kitchen, what they're seeing on the photos. Who knows more about this property? Who knows the property better than the real estate listing agent? You know this property inside and out. It's your listing. And so, and then I want to reiterate the millions of leads that he just talked about that they are currently giving right now to real estate agents. And, you know, there's ways that you can take advantage of these. But that is happening right now because they are driving traffic. Mark, I have to tell you that this week, multiple times, I was searching some local news here in my area. We have a hurricane right now barreling our way just this morning.
I heard, yeah.
So, you know what was hitting me before I went to the news story? Homes.com ad right on my phone.
Yeah.
And it took me right into my zip code. And it's a true story.
Just yep.
This, you know, and so you are driving consumer traffic. I think of last year, the Super Bowl, or years before the Super Bowl, what your company has done with apartments.com. I don't know if that's okay for me to mention.
Absolutely.
But it's a great example of how you've driven a ton of consumer traffic to as a service to consumers. And you did it in the apartment space. Now you're doing it in homes.
Yep. And we've done it in the commercial real estate space. So yeah, just a couple of quick ideas of what's happened with homes.com, what's called over the last year or so. So as I mentioned, CoStar purchased homes.com 2 years ago. The site, look, it didn't look very good. It didn't perform very well. But CoStar has a lot of experience in building these sites, apartments.com, LoopNet on the commercial side. So we've spent the last year, again, completely rebuilding the site. It is very clean. It's very simple. And again, we're showing that listing agent on there. We are now approaching, Todd, very close to 40 million unique visitors a month. A year ago, we were less than half that amount. We are growing very, very quickly. And there's a couple of reasons that's happened. One, the site's just a heck of a lot better than it was before. Number two, and you mentioned this, we're spending a lot of money, tens of millions of dollars currently on Google pay-per-click advertising. That is driving a lot of traffic. And what's really exciting is the traffic numbers are going up, but also we're seeing those returning visitors increasing significantly every single month as well. So consumers are having a really good experience with it. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with the your listing, your lead portion of it. They're seeing that they are talking to the expert who is that listing agent. They're having good conversations. There's going to be a time, and I can't quite tell you when, but in the not too distant future, you mentioned those apartments.com commercials with Jeff Goldblum. We have signed some similar celebrity spokespeople for homes.com. You're going to be seeing a lot of TV advertising for homes.com. And I truly believe, as I said, we're close to 40 million unique visitors a month now. A year from now, we're going to be significantly more than that. What does that mean for home smart agents? More people on there looking at their listings, inquiring to them, wanting to know more about that house. So this is just going to be increasing, you know, really truly exponentially in terms of those leads that HomeSmart agents are going to be getting from their listing. So we are investing literally hundreds of millions of dollars to make this happen.
I love all those details, and that's why I'm pretty passionate about having you as a guest here on the podcast here today, because I really want our agents to be aware, number one, be informed, number two, and then take advantage. So I love all of those details. I want to set the stage real quick before we dig in a little bit about some of their action items, though. To the listening audience, I want to tell you, I want to remind you, you've heard me talk before about your real estate business needs to have multiple doors into it to open up as much traffic from multiple areas of the industry as possible. So I use the analogy of a football stadium on college game day, and 100,000 people are trying to get into a football stadium. Imagine if there was only one door. And I'll show a photograph of one of the largest football stadiums in the country. And I'll say, imagine if all of the, you know, every participant and people that were watching the football game had to go through one door. It would be crazy. There would be bottlenecks. It would take forever. Think of your real estate business as that football stadium or as a shopping mall that has doors on all sides, no matter where your customer is coming in from. And that's why this is so important, because you have your personal agent website. You've got your personal brokerage website. You've got your franchisor website. But now you have another doorway here bringing huge consumer traffic that, if you do it right, you're opening up that door in addition. And then you open up your social media door, and you open up your direct mail door, and you open up your other doors. The more doors you open, the better your business. So sometimes I'll see agents, they'll be like, well, I have my website, or I have my broker website. I kind of wanted to say, this is in addition to that. Make sure you're taking care of this opportunity and adding this in. So I don't mean to preach for a minute, but Mark, I don't know if that story resonates with you.
It absolutely does. And look, there's a lot of competition out there. We truly want to work with the industry. We want to work with consumers. We want to create a better experience for them. But look, we want to throw the challenge out to HomeSmart agents. We're delivering leads to you guys. We need you guys to take advantage of those. When you get that email that you've got a lead for your listing, or somebody's gone to your profile page and inquired from there, remember, these are real people. I'm imploring you guys, you got to answer those leads, you got to answer those phone calls, because consumers do want this. They do want to talk to the expert. So I tend to be a broken record about it. I know I can be a little bit annoying, but like we're hearing from agents every day, they are getting real legit leads. They are closing business from it. They're getting new clients. You're turning into future clients from there. But if you don't answer those leads, well, you're not going to be able to take advantage of that. And that hurts us and that hurts you. And we want to make sure that doesn't happen. We want consumers having a great experience with Homes.com.
Yeah. So let's actually talk. I'm a broken record like you. I mean, let's talk about why that's important to the consumer. When you interview consumer groups, when we interview consumer groups, they have a question. They just want to know specific this question, and they want the question answered like right away. And I want you to think for a minute about what would happen if you walked in to a local sandwich shop and you could see the all of the meats and the condiments and all the fixings to go on your sandwich all there. You smell the bread cooking and nobody's behind the counter. And you can see the menu and it says sandwich one, sandwich two, sandwich three. And you're like, I want sandwich two. You're ringing the bell. Nobody's on the counter. Nobody comes. How long would you wait around? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Nobody comes to the counter. How long would you wait around? You're going to go somewhere else. Yeah. So that's why it hurts the consumer experience if you don't respond and if you don't have this set up. It also, it hurts everyone, because then the consumer has a bad experience, candidly, and they need their answers. So Mark, can we dig in a little bit? I think we've set a good stage of the volume of traffic and opportunity that's here. So let's talk about how easy it is for agents to actually, you know, show on their or get this set up. Can you walk them through step by step?
Absolutely. Yep. So again, your listings are in there automatically. We've got all the feeds from the MLSs. So you don't have to worry about, you know, your listings being in there. And again, you're going to be shown on them. There's just simply no way for another agent to pay to appear on there. But by the way, this stuff is hard. These are millions of houses across the country. If a HomeSmart agent, if you guys are seeing that there's any problem with one of your listings, let us know. Hit us up at support@homes.com. We got a phone number there later. We want to get that fixed right away. Right. But the other things that are happening is just like we have this example here, every single one of you has completely for free a profile page like this. And we want all of you to have a great looking profile page. We've actually gone out there for a lot of top agents across the country and gone out there and scoured the web and built some of these pages already. So you might have one up here, but if not, or even if you do, we want to make sure it's absolutely right. Just like Vivi here, we want to make sure you have a great free profile page with your headshot, a video, your links to social media, a bio. Again, this is completely free. And again, more and more people are seeing these pages every day as we get more consumer traffic on there. So we're seeing leads coming in. I'm sorry, go ahead, Todd.
No, I just want to interrupt real quick just because I gave Mark a list of some of our top agents in the country to go pull up their profiles. And when I gave them to him for a minute, I was a little bit, well, maybe I should go check first to make sure their profiles are hooked up. But the interesting thing was, these are our top agents that I gave him, and their profiles were set up because, and it doesn't surprise me, it's like hand in hand, top agents do that type of thing. You know, top agents that are doing more transactions, their profiles were already set up. So this is a great example. Vivi in Denver, Colorado area, a great headshot. For those that are just listening, we have up on the screen her profile. It shows a great headshot. She's got links to the videos. She's got bio, her bio filled out. She's got social media links at the bottom. So I don't want to steal your thunder, Mark, but my point I was trying to make, top agents have these profiles filled out. All of us need to have them filled out.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing from our data, Todd, is I mentioned about 1 million leads are coming in each month. And again, that number is growing as our consumer traffic grows. Probably about 90% of those leads are coming from listings. Consumers looking at a listing, right, wanting to know more about it. But we are seeing about 10% come from these profile pages. So if you are looking at this, the video portion of this, there is a box to call or fill out that form. So a really significant number of leads are coming from these profile pages as well. So as consumers are looking for an expert in Greenwood Village, Vivi's going to be showing up there and people are going to be inquiring. We want to make sure that she's answering those leads. And again, she's going to get more leads the better her profile page is, just like this.
Right. And then when the customer is searching, so they're searching on a map or they're drawing out, you know, what they, the area that they want, and listings come up, you click into a listing. Now I switched the view here. We're showing that listing there in Denver, Colorado, $3.4 million listing. Gorgeous, gorgeous listing, beautiful photography. And right there is Vivi, Team Vivi. Send a message, connect, phone number, all the goodies.
Yeah. And one thing I did want to point out, Todd, we're very soon, right now, these email leads are going directly to the email address that we have with Vivi from our MLS. We're soon going to be adding in the capability where an agent can also put in a CC email address. So let's say they've got a CRM, and I know all good HomeSmart agents are using CRMs. So if they want that lead also feeding directly into that CRM to make it easier for them to do the follow-up, we're going to be offering that part very, very soon. I know that the tech team is working on that, so I expect that to be launched really quickly. Again, we just want to make it easier and easier for agents to follow up with these leads. We know it's a challenge. We want to make that easier.
Okay, Mark, can you make a note to have your team let me know when that happens? No, because I honestly was talking to a 100 agent team the other day about this very topic. So
yeah,
I'm excited to hear that. Great.
Yeah, so and like, going. And we get this feedback from agents all the time. Here's what I need from you guys to make this better. We've got literally hundreds of people working on this. We can't do everything right away, but we're doing a lot. We're building a lot, but we want to keep hearing from you guys of what we can do to make this better. Because again, we want to serve the consumer, which means also then serving the agent. So we want to hear from you guys on what we can do to make it better.
Awesome. All right. So I promised the agents this is fast and easy. What do they need to do? Where do they need to go?
Absolutely. Go to homes.com. You can download the app. You can go to the web. You can go to the mobile web. We are on all those different places there. And up in that top right corner, you're going to see something that says register or sign in. Click on that button. If you want to skip to the next slide there. Then if you have an existing homes.com login from years ago, which many of you probably don't, or a lot of you might be familiar with HomeSnap. HomeSnap, actually, that's a company I started with originally. We're also HomeSnap is also owned by the CoStar Group. So if you do have an existing HomeSnap login, you can use that. So if you have an old homes.com or HomeSnap login, put in that email address or password. You can do those to log in. So that is option one on there. And that'll get you into your homes.com professional account.
Okay.
If you do not have one, well, just like pretty much any other site that you're going to go to, hit that link that says create to create an account link.
Right.
And then we want to register there. Then we're going to ask, are you an agent? Because what we do in homes.com is we create a different experience, whether you are a consumer or whether you are a real estate agent. We're going to get into this a little bit more, but real estate agents are going to get more data and more tools. And we need to know that you are a real estate agent. So make sure you click, are you an agent?
Okay. So you go log in, you use your existing password if you have one, otherwise set up a new account, and then you log in, and now you're in your profile area of homes.com, right?
Yep. So we're going to have you, just choose your primary MLS. There'll be a couple steps on verification because we want to make sure you really are who you say you are, because we're giving you lots of data and tools on that. Mm-hmm. And if you have any issues with it, let us know. We will help you out right away. You can email support@homes.com. You can call 800-431-5509. That's 800-431-5509. Or again, email support@homes.com. If there's an issue, we're going to get it resolved pretty darn quickly. And then you will then be logged into the professional version of homes.com for agents, which we call Homes Pro.
Okay. So you're inside Homes Pro.
Yep, I've got my account there up in the upper right-hand corner. You're going to have a photo. You want to click on that. That's going to pull up your menus there. And you want to click up the one that says My Dashboard. And we're going to be able to do lots of really good stuff from there. So click on My Dashboard once you have that account all set up.
Okay. So for those that are just listening, I'm walking through screen by screen. You can always go to YouTube and watch this later where you can actually see the screens step by step, or join one of our HomeSmart webinars that we have on a regular basis. You can find that on your education calendar inside of Real Smart Agent, as well as just other webinars that we're setting up with homes.com. Again, we just want to make sure you're all aware and you all attend. Some of your regional, your franchise broker owners are setting up local meetings in your areas. Please attend to those meetings. There's nothing like a face-to-face meeting with your team and with the homes.com team as well. And then also I'll be talking about this on some future, webinars that I'm doing just about, elevating and growing your business coming up this fall. This is an important part, I think, in engagement and in driving leads and building your business. So I'll be talking about, so keep a lookout for those, but it's really simple. Step by step up on the screen, little drop down menu coming down, everything Mark is saying is right there. And so then you click basically how to update your profile, and you're in a new screen, right?
Yep. And you're just going to, you'll see yourself, you'll see a button that says edit profile. And then from there, you're going to be able to do all those updates. So you can have one of those great looking profile pages like we shared with Vivi. And you're just going to scroll down here and you're going to put in, languages that you speak, your bio, awards, videos, all those different elements that create a really great profile page. And again, there's no charge on any of this stuff. So it's really easy step-by-step to get all that content in there. And you can edit this at any time, of course.
Awesome. So awards, video links, social media links, designations, et cetera. Okay, so now you have your profile set up, fast and easy.
Yep.
Now what?
Yeah. So now there's something else that we have. And I know this isn't going to be for every single agent, but we're finding a lot of success with this is homes.com can also be a great place where you and your clients can collaborate. So we do have your listing, your lead, as I talked about, but Todd, let's pretend that you're my real estate agent and I'm your client, and you may not want me searching for homes on some of those other portals. Because look, I'm going to be seeing all these other agents who are competitive to you, but we all know consumers want a top-notch place to search for homes. Homes.com is a place where you and your clients can work together. So this is really simple to do. And this allows you to do as an agent to then be able to do saved searches, recommend homes, get all kinds of insight into what your clients are looking at. And it's really easy for you to invite your clients. So back when you're on that dashboard page, Up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a button that says Invite Client. So you just want to click on that.
Perfect. And then you click on that button.
Now you have a new screen. Yep. And then once you do that, you'll see it's real simple. You can put in their email address, their phone number. Right. And what happens when you are then connected to your client, again, you'll be able to see everything that they're looking at. You can do safe searches on their behalf. And one of the nice things is, so again, Todd, let's use that example. You're helping me find that perfect home for myself. Now, when I'm searching, because I'm connected to you within homes.com, when I'm doing my searches, when I see a house that I want to know more about, on that big placard, I'm now going to see my agent, Todd Sumney. And when I have a question, that's going to go directly to you. And so then as an agent, you have a great dashboard and you can see everything about your clients. And like we see on the screenshot here, this is where you can also see all of your leads. So all the leads that have been coming in from your listings, from your profile page. You can also see for your listings how many times those pages have been viewed. So let's say you have a seller client, Todd, you can share with them on homes.com the thousands of times that their listing was seen, you know, for 123 Main Street. So there's lots of great details on that, on your leads and what consumers are doing in terms of looking at the listings on there as well. So this really is an all-in-one place to connect with your clients and see all that great information about your listings on there.
So we were using Vivi as an example a moment ago in Colorado. So Vivi has that $3.4 million listing in Colorado. So in her dashboard, she can see that property, see how many views it's getting, how many saves, all of that data, then that she can turn around and share with that homeowner.
Absolutely, yep.
And she can also invite consumers or buyers that she's working with to homes.com, correct?
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
And then as they do that, if they click is there a like button or a heart or a save?
Yep, exactly. Yep. Okay. There. Yep. So there's a heart. Yep.
So a consumer that's working with Vivi, a buyer saves a property. What does Vivi see?
Yeah. So Vivi's going to see for that client, all the homes that they like, but we actually go a little deeper than that. Some really cool stuff. As a consumer, you can also, you're not just, you know, heart that particular house, but let's say you're doing your searches, you're looking at all different homes and you can actually heart photos. So maybe there's kitchens that you really like. So you start hearting those. We're using our artificial intelligence to see, oh, great, Todd, he really likes this style of kitchen. And then we're going to give Vivi recommendations of other homes that Todd might be interested in, because they have a similar type kitchen. So we're going deeper than just like in that house. We're using a lot of artificial intelligence to give you, the agent, additional homes that you might want to recommend to your client. So there's some really, really cool applications that are going on here. We really want to take it to the next level of not just the standard safe search or recommendation, but there's so many homes out there. Let's give you, the agent, even more insight of what your clients might like, even if you don't know it off the top of your head.
But I'm picking up on a subtle but powerful difference. You're giving those recommendations to Vivi, the realtor, who is saying, the real estate agent, and saying, hey, your client is clicking on these types of properties. Here's some additional homes. You're kind of keeping Vivi, you're keeping very much involved in that, right?
And absolutely.
You're giving it to Vivi, and Vivi sends those then on to the client.
Precisely. Yep. And she might put a little note in there that says, hey, I know that you really love this style of kitchen. You love that huge, you know, chef's kitchen. Here's some other ones. You know, maybe they're a little outside the area you'd been looking, but I know that had a lot of the attributes that you've been interested in houses. So we want to make it easier for Vivi to know those things without having to search through a million different listings. Let's start delivering some of those things to her.
That's awesome. So, are there other opportunities for agents that, meaning like, is there any like, let's see, or what, well, I know you're doing a ton with like content, like you're doing content development as well. Not just kind of media traffic, right? You're using content to drive traffic as well.
Yeah. So this is actually the biggest initiative for the company right now. So look, over the last year, the site's gotten a million times better. Of course, where you're listing your lead. We talked about what we're doing from a paid marketing standpoint. The other part that we're building, and we've learned this a lot from CoStar's history, again, with apartments.com and LoopNet and our other companies, we are in the process of building unique content across virtually every neighborhood, park, school and condominium across the country. We have hired literally hundreds of people. We are hiring hundreds of more. And these are videographers. They're doing drones. We have voiceovers. We have music. So when you go into a particular neighborhood, we are creating unique videos, photography, real written stories about that neighborhood, tons of demographic information. We're showing tons of information about schools, not just from great schools, which a lot of sites have, but from Niche, which is the other leading source as well. So we are getting incredible, unique content across neighborhoods, parks, schools, and condos. We've launched it for about 20,000 neighborhoods so far. And Todd, this has a couple different purposes of what it does. One, consumers love this stuff. I'm in Washington, D.C. I live in a neighborhood called Palisades. What's it like to live in Palisades? Well, we've actually created unique, hyper-local content about it. Consumers love it. Google loves it as well. When you start appearing higher in those Google organic searches, having your own content is a major reason why. Again, we've learned this from apartments.com. And number three, it's a, you know, kind of what we were talking about before. This is a great tool for agents to share with their clients. Hey, client, I know you're interested in different neighborhoods. I can actually give you a great resource. Just copy and paste that link. Here's everything you want to know about Palisades. And because we know sometimes for EHO reasons, you can't tell some of the things about demographics or school information, give them this great resource. So this is a massive investment. I would say, Todd, this is the number one biggest thing that we're working on. And we've launched it for tens of thousands of neighborhoods so far, but we're just getting started. And we think this is going to make a huge difference in terms of how consumers utilize homes.com, but also be a real great tool for agents to share with their clients as well.
Wow. Great information.
And it's real hyperlocal stuff. It's pretty amazing what's being built here.
Okay. All right. So I know you have spent the last year, 9 months, a lot of face-to-face meetings with clients. You know, the podcast, I love to talk stories, talk just interactions, you know, conversations that you've had with people, industry events. What are some of the comments you're getting from agents, and what are some of the questions that maybe you haven't covered that are coming from agents?
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to give the comment first, but I'll let you know what the question is. I'll come back to that. Yep. All right. What's the catch? We're going to get to that part in a second. Yep. Because everything I've talked about is completely free. But I can honestly say, look, if we just go and we're talking to agents, and if we just say we're the only consumer search portal that's your listing, your lead, Todd, that sells itself. Agents are dying for this. They are very frustrated with how the other portals have operated, because this is literally the only country that does on the portals, doesn't show the listing agent on there. And all the other portals around the world, the listing agent is shown on there. So the agents are frustrated with this part of it. So they truly are thankful, but then they say, what's the catch? Because none of this costs any money. And look, it's a very fair assessment, because they feel like they've sort of been hoodwinked by some of the other companies for it. So is it okay if I talk about what our monetization play is going to be when we launch that?
Yes. Excellent. I want as much information as possible for our agents.
All right. So we're going to start this not until probably later in the first quarter of 2024. So not until next year. And we're going to follow the same model that we do for all the other CoStar companies like Apartments.com, LoopNet, all of our companies. And it's built around what we call promoted listings. So Todd, what neighborhood do you live in?
I live in a neighborhood called Greyhawk in Scottsdale, Arizona. Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm that consumer and I go in at homes.com and I do my searches for Greyhawk, we are always going to show every listing in Greyhawk. We're always going to show the listing agent on there. And if that consumer wants to reach out to that listing agent, they will continue to do that at absolutely no charge. But if Todd, if you have a listing, you're an agent and you have a listing in Greyhawk, and you want that listing to appear higher up on that search algorithm, you're going to have the paid opportunity to do so. So if you ultimately want more exposure for yourself and your listings, there'll be the paid opportunities to do so. But I just want to reiterate, there's simply no way that another agent can pay to appear on your listing. And if you don't want to partake in that advertising, again, you're not being harmed. Your listing is still up there. You're still being shown. But we know from all of our experience with apartments.com and the other companies, the higher you are up on there, the more views, the more clicks, and more leads that you get. So our goal over the next 6 months is to get, you know, with all the HomeSmart agents, show them that their listings are getting great presence now. They're getting leads from it. These are real people. We want you to have a great association with it. And if ultimately you want to be able to turn up the dial on that and get even more for you and your listings, those paid opportunities will come from.
Great. Okay.
And I, when we share that with agents, they're really appreciative of that part of it. They know that they're not being forced into it. And again, they know that they're still going to be shown on their listings and no other agent can pay to make that part of it happen. So we're really excited for that.
It'll always stay your listing, your lead.
Absolutely. And this is literally decades of CoStar building their businesses that follow that model. So I have absolute certainty that we're not going to change from that because CoStar is a very successful company doing it from this advertising-based model. And if we can drive enough really qualified consumers on there and give agents a lot of great leads, we feel really confident that that's going to be a winning business strategy as well.
Okay, so let's switch gears just for a minute real quick. Let's talk to our broker audience, our HomeSmart brokers. Is there anything that HomeSmart brokers can do to help their agents with this?
Absolutely. And you mentioned this a little bit. We want to work with you to share this story with your agents. Can we get to every single HomeSmart office and do a personal presentation? Probably not, but we can do a lot. You'd kind of be surprised there. So I would love to work with you all, talk and provide my information. We want to go, whether it's in office, virtual, we want to work with you guys to figure out what's the best way to most efficiently share this story with your agents. We know agents love this story, but it's hard to get it out to you all. What are you, 20, 25,000 HomeSmart agents now? I know you're growing so fast, it's hard to remember.
27.
All right. I think the last time was 25. So look, it's hard to get in front of 27. Yeah. But we do know when they hear the one-on-one story, when they see the examples, when they're coached through how to set up those profiles, really good things happen. So we want to talk with all you guys.
And I guess what I was looking for there too was your team. You've told me before, your team is willing to work with our broker owners and our franchises so that if they call their agents together to help them get these profiles set up, your team will help them do that.
Absolutely.
And get this going. So perfect. Okay. So up on the screen, for those that are seeing up on the screen, I have a slide. It says questions, support@homes.com or 1-800-431-5509. So support@homes.com, 1-800-431-5509. But candidly, just go to homes.com and go create your profile or use your login for, your old accounts or create a new one. Get your profile set up, get all your links and everything all set up, your photos in there, and then go out and let's attack some listings. Let's go help consumers sell their homes and go win more listings. And do you have any marketing materials that agents can use in a listing presentation or web pages that they could go to that you would recommend that they use, like download and use information in a listing presentation?
We're not as good on that part of it as we should be, Todd. So I know those things are coming in. I think a big part of it is, we're spending our time, we got a lot of things going on. Let's build that site. Let's get that consumer traffic on there, but we're definitely going to be building a lot of stuff for listing presentations. It might be a little further down the line, maybe when we start to do some of that monetization part of it. But it's super easy to invite your clients on there, but more of that will be certainly coming, but hey, let's get the traffic on there and the leads, and then we'll make sure we take care of that part of it.
I guess I was just saying an idea for you agents from my point of view is go to the homes.com website and print out your listing, print out your profile page, print out and use that in your listing presentation right now, just like the slides that we were showing earlier of your profile page. Just go ahead and print that out and make it a talking point in your listing presentation of just one more of the many reasons why someone should hire you. That's what I would do.
Yeah. So, and Todd, I'll make a promise to you, by the time we start doing those TV commercials, when the whole country is really going to start seeing it, we'll make sure that we have really good tools for listing presentations built, because that's when the questions are really going to be coming to the agents. What's going on with, what are you doing on homes.com? So that's my promise to you. We'll have that done by the time we get those TV commercials rolling.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you for that. But that's awesome. So, Mark, I don't know, is there any other last minute stories? An agent you talked to a year ago who you ran into later and said, thank you for urging me for doing this.
We literally hear from agents all the time that once they were aware that, because they're like, oh yeah, we've been at the HomeSmart show and we've heard from agents, I got some email from homes.com, but it didn't seem real. And then once we explain it to them, we've literally heard from them. They've gone into their dashboards like, wow, that was a real person. Like, we're getting that feedback all the time. But look, I understand why agents are wary of this. They've been sold a bill of goods. We're all used to spam and all these things that don't make sense. So we literally hear from them all the time. Once they understand it, oh, wow, I actually am getting a ton of really good quality leads from here. So we've got to get that word out. And that's why it's great to have these opportunities, because once agents do realize Hims.com is truly trying to do the right thing and having real consumers on there, a lot of good things are happening from it. So we want that for all 27,000 plus of you.
Right. I love that. I love that. Well, thank you all for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast entitled this episode, How to Take Advantage of Free Leads from One of the Largest Consumer Websites in the United States, Homes.com. Mark Rigardi, thank you very much for your time here with us today. All of you, we hope you'd enjoyed today's episode. Check back for additional episodes coming out 3 times a week right now. So hope you're enjoying these. By the way, reminder, there are training classes, webinars that are given by Homes.com. Your local offices are going to have meetings as well. So make sure you log into Real Smart Agent, go into your dashboard, go into the HomeSmart Marketplace on the left-hand side of your Real Smart Agent dashboard. Log in and get information on Homes.com if you want more. Also in the Knowledge Library inside our Facebook app, HomeSmart Workplace, our private Facebook page, there's information on Homes.com as well. So thank you, Mark. Thank you again for being here. Excited about what's going to happen in the next couple months with HomeSmart Agents, and excited to see your continued growth with Homes.com.
Thanks, Todd. We appreciate all the support and looking forward to working with all of you.
Perfect. All right. Thank you all. Thanks for joining us on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney, Chief Industry Officer for HomeSmart. We'll see you back on future episodes. Take care.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.